From the WGBH Radio Newsroom in Boston, I'm Jordan Weinstein. For the past year, federal and state prosecutors from across the country have been negotiating a multi-billion-dollar deal with the nation's leading banks to resolve what authorities say has been the illegal seizure by the banks of thousands of homes. Frustrated with the pace of negotiations, Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley has filed a civil suit in Suffolk Superior Court against five major U.S. banks for allegedly seizing homes illegally. She joins me now to discuss the lawsuit. Attorney General Coakley, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
What have the nation's leading banks done, in your opinion, to warrant action by the nation's prosecutors?
Certainly after banks were bailed out around economic issues, the issues that came to the forefront were their behavior around the foreclosure processes involving loans and looking at how they were servicing loans, how they were foreclosing, we believe unnecessarily in some instances, and how they were dealing with individuals who were involved in loan modifications, promises they'd made and promises they broke. And so the idea was that although the banks had come to the table over a year ago to say, look, we've been involved in robo-signing, we know that we've committed some mistakes here, but we want to resolve it. We just felt that after all this time, the banks have not come to the table with an agreement, and particularly with an agreement that we think would work for Massachusetts homeowners.
Now, do the banks named in your lawsuit continue to foreclose illegally, in your opinion, on homeowners?
We believe that some of the behavior continues to be in violation of the law. And, you know, frankly, we've waited long enough. We think enough is enough at this stage. And we've always thought if we did not reach resolution of this, in the 50-state talks, that we would move to litigation.
Now, some have been quoted in the press saying that your action could potentially derail attempts to reach a U.S.-wide settlement.
I don't see how that could happen. First of all, the settlement talks have been going on for over a year. Our understanding was that they would be reached at certain stages. They haven't. I wish those involved in them good luck. I think a settlement would be in everybody's interest, but it has to be a settlement that holds the banks accountable, is enforceable, and provides a kind of relief. There is no agreement yet, and I've said then, as I say now, if there is an agreement, we will certainly look at whether this works for Massachusetts. But we can't wait any longer, and frankly, we've gotten signals that even if there were to be an agreement, there would not be some of the things that we thought were really important for Massachusetts in terms of being able to move forward on claims under Massachusetts law, the issue around MERS, which is the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. And so we just felt even if there was an agreement, which should have been reached if it was going to be reached by now, wouldn't serve the interests of Massachusetts or Massachusetts homeowners.
Now, a spokeswoman for MERS is quoted also in the press saying that the parent company, anyway, has not violated any of Massachusetts laws, including its consumer protection provisions. What is the legal basis in Massachusetts of your lawsuit?
There are several counts, one of which alleges that banks and banks' relationship with MERS has caused them to basically cut corners on the registering of documents that are required by Massachusetts law. It goes to both the decisions by the court in Ibanez and Bevilacqua recently here in Massachusetts. And, you know, obviously this will be decided in a court of law, but the idea that you need to hold the mortgage, you should have the papers before you act on foreclosing a property is pretty much basic law in Massachusetts. It's been affirmed by the court, and the activity of MERS and the banks in conjunction with MERS, we believe, violates the law.
Well, finally, how is your lawsuit going to help the people who were foreclosed upon?
For some people who have already been foreclosed, it may be that most of the damage is done, but part of the relief we would look for those people who were wrongfully foreclosed upon, of course, our statute would allow the recovery of damages on that. Those are issues, including the scope of recovery, that remain to be seen. But we just feel at this stage that wrongful foreclosures, unlawful foreclosures, unnecessary foreclosures have already caused damage to people. We'll seek compensation for that. But more particularly, as we sit talking today, there are people who could, if they were given an opportunity, could modify a loan, stay in their property. The banks wouldn't have to move to a short sale or an auction sale for a fraction of the value of the property, or worse, leave it abandoned, as is what's been happening across the country. So we're seeking short-term relief trying to get, foreclosures is not an economic system. It's not going to work very well. And we will look for recovery for homeowners who suffered from the damage that the banks have caused by their behavior during this foreclosure and servicing fraud period.
Attorney General Martha Coakley, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.